and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. For those who want to overcome evil with good, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference between animal nature and human nature? It is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go to the gym, or you got to do this, or you got to do that. You can podcast anywhere in the world, and you should still listen to the show while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Working out, running, walking, washing dishes, taking your children to a public school to get beat up, or whatever you're doing. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It is amazing to me that it's already the 8th of December. I mean, January 2026. Isn't that amazing? Already. Are you ready? Are you ready? It is also amazing that it is because we love the Bible Thumpers.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
are
God.
You ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
Oh,
you ready?
Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is up in here. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It is also Bible Thumper Thursday. And what I've come to realize is that God and his son, Jesus Christ, is the most misunderstood, for the lack of a better word, spirits or people on the whole planet. And as a result, human beings are suffering like 90 going north unnecessarily. They, all in the name of Jesus too, is so crazy. They are allowing evil, their false friends inside of them, to steal their life, to rob them of their lives while they praise the Lord. They are praising the Lord in misery, and they spend a lifetime praising the Lord in misery, and then they die. They leave the planet in misery. They never stopped and questioned, you know what? I've been praying the Lord all my life. I've been claiming Jesus as Lord and Savior. I've been lifting up holy hand, reading the word, and I'm still miserable. And I made up excuses that one day when I get to heaven, things will get better. What made me think I'm going to heaven? What the? They never questioned that. If I'm living in hell in the name, all in the name, why do you think I'm going to go to heaven? Just because you use words called in the name. It's the most darnest thing I ever seen. Christ said, and I repeat, I came that you may have peace and perfect peace. And you can have it now. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you now. It is done. It's finished. He said, when he came, he was baptized in water because that's how they were doing it then. They had no other choice. But now, you can be baptized in the Spirit, of the Spirit, in the Spirit. How many people being baptized of the Spirit? Think about that. They still running around trying to get baptized with water because that's a feel-good feeling. And they live off feelings, thrills. You never hear them say, oh, baptized of the Spirit. They still living in the old time before the kingdom of heaven came. They are baptized in the water. And no, man, you should think about that. How sad is that? He also said that you should worship him and in spirit and in truth. But instead, you're worshiping him in words and emotions and thrills, and you call that worshiping. You're lifting up holy hands and singing to the Lord in your mind. In your mind. You're not singing to the Lord. You're singing to your own ego, your own thrills. Isn't that amazing? God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, that's not happening, folks. They'll worship him in words and emotions, in sorrow and sadness. And they think that's worshiping God. They're not walking in the spirit. They're walking in their imagination. Yesterday, I mentioned during the first hour of the show, you got to get rid of all, if you want to be free. If you don't want to be free, you don't have to do this. But for those men and women around the world who want to be free, you got to get rid of all your false, fake friends. All of them. You got to get rid of all of them. You must go through hell in order to enter into heaven. You must have no friends at all. Zero friends. The friend of loneliness. That's fake. Oh, I'm so lonely. I lost my mind. I'm so lonely. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm so lonely. I'm going to get married. I'm so lonely. I'm going to have children. I'm so lonely. I'm going to make a phone call. I'm so lonely. I'm going to become a drug addict. I'm so lonely. I'm going to make food. I'm going to get food. That's a false friend. And you love your friend. Because if you didn't love your friend, your false friend, you would kick him out of your house. You would kick all these little male and female false friends out of your house. But you love your fake friend of anger. Look how they're looking at me. What you're looking at? And you call that a friend. And you worship your friend. You give it life. You don't abandon your friend. Your friend of anger. You give it life by reacting, by blaming others. You made me mad. If you had done what you did, I wouldn't be angry. Instead of kicking your friend out. You don't kick out your friend. You keep them in and you call them friend. Even though they make you mad. And you call anger good. Oh, my friend is so nice. My friend protected me. I need my anger. I need my friend to protect me. So you keep him in your house. And then you suffer. And you call that good. Your friend of sadness. Your friend of emotions. You keep them in your house. Instead of kicking them out. I suggested yesterday get rid of all of your friends inside of you. Inside of your imagination. Those are not your friends. Those are your enemy. They are using you and you're using them. That's why you can't get rid of them. Because you need them in your mind as much as they need you and they need to live in you. They are using you. They steal all of your furniture at night while you're sleeping. And then after they steal your furniture, they give you a nightmare. Or they give you dreams. And they tell you those dreams are from God. Oh, the Lord told me something in a dream. And you won't kick your friends out. And then you wake up the next morning out of your nightmare into another nightmare. And all day long you fight to keep your friends in your house. I've told you over and over again, don't forget to watch. Watch your fake friends in your home or your imagination. And don't claim them anymore. If anything, tell them, I see you, you got to go. You can no longer live in my house. And kick them out. And you, because you're so weak to them, so subject to them, right now you can only do one at a time. But at least that's a beginning, that's a start. To keep one at a time out, and then eventually you'll catch them and catch them, and you'll kick out all your friends. from your thoughts and emotions, and you will be free. But you got to, it's difficult to do it right at one time because you won't be able to handle it. So you got to grow in it. But you got to get rid of all your friends, all of your enemies, and they are not nice. No such thing as a nice friend. You're like, oh, they're so nice. That's a nice friend. And that friend kill you. That nice person take your life. I want to warn you, it's Bible Thumping Thursday. Don't forget to be aware. 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. Watch. Don't forget to watch. And you will come to a point where you will live in your house all alone, the house of your mind, all alone. No more friends in your house. You will be all alone, and you'll be free. You won't rely on them anymore. You won't call on them anymore. They can't use you, and you can't use them, because there will be no more friends in your house. You will be alone. And in aloneness, there's nothing but life, the truth, the light. There's nothing else to rely on. But you got to have an empty house. Your glass must be empty at all times. Empty at all times. If you want to be free. But if you don't, keep all your friends, your little fake happiness, your little fake sadness, your little fake anger, your little whatever, loneliness and upset at other people and resentment. Keep them all in your house. That's your choice, your life. God gave you this life as a gift, and he is not going to tell you how to use the gift. Unless you want him to tell you and point you how to use the gift in the right way. You can suffer in hell and die. Suffer and die. But you got to go through hell if you want to live. Go through the hell of having a clear house. No more thoughts about anger. No more feelings. No more thoughts about resentment or feelings. No more thoughts about revenge or jealousy or envy or strife or any ideas about yourself at all. Zero. The sad thing about all this, all your life, you've been beat by the devil. All of your life, the devil has been stealing from you, and you didn't even know it. You thought it was you, but he's been stealing your life, all of your life. And it is evil, wicked, and destructive. I cannot begin to tell you how evil. You can see it for yourself if you become aware of it in your own mind, and then you start to see it in other people. It is wicked. It is. There's no word I can even find to express how wicked your friends are inside of you and inside of others. It's bad. There's no love, zero love for you, no sympathy, no nothing. It's just pure evil. No light, all dark. And it's very deceiving. But do what you want. You can read the Bible and quote the scriptures or the Quran, or the Allah Abba Bible. What did Allah Abba, is it called Quran or Quran, Hake?
Quran.
You can read the Quran until the cows come home. And you can even go out in the middle of the street and bow down and kiss the ground. What are they be doing to the ground looking down there? And you will still be miserable with all your friends living in your house of your imagination inside your body. You'll be miserable. And you'll think that the Christian religion is the big Satan. And you'll want to kill them. And then you'll run around and kiss the ground 40 times a day saying that you're praying. But you're praying to the devil. Or whatever your religion is. The spirit of truth, God, has nothing to do with religion. Any form of religion at all. Zero. Religion is just an idea. And all ideas are wrong. All ideas about the spirit of truth are wrong. Zero wrong. So it's up to you. It's up to you. You can abandon your ideas about God, about Christ, about salvation. Real salvation does not come from what the Christians have told you. Go down to the front of the church, or if you're at home right now and I'm about to pray for you, lift your hand toward the TV and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and believe that he died on the cross and confess it, you shall be saved. That's a fake salvation. That's not even real. And then you cry. Real salvation is when you die from the false self. That's real born again. When you die from yourself, then you shall be born. That old nature must die. And only the spirit of truth can destroy the old nature. You can't do it going down to the front of the church or putting your hand up to the TV if you're at home and watching your service over there, whatever y'all doing. And you're at home, you put your hand up to the TV and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That ain't doing it. As soon as the TV ends, you cry. You get mad. And you celebrate with your friends in your imagination. I want to remind you, don't forget to watch 24 hours a day so you can destroy all of your friends of emotions, doubt, worry, insecurity, ideas and plans and wants and needs and desires and all that, identities. You got to destroy them, but you got to watch. And watching them will destroy them. You got to abandon them. You got to get them a notice. Warning number one, I told you, get out of my life and get them a write-up. And you keep a copy and get them a copy of the write-up. And if they don't leave, okay, I told you another write-up. I'm giving you 60 days to get it right. I'm just going to throw you out. So you get them another write-up, and you keep a copy and get them a copy, a warning. And then if they haven't gone in 60 days, the third write-up. Remember how on the job that you can give you write-ups? Okay, you're not doing your job that well. Here's your first write-up. And then the second 6 months, you didn't get better on the job. Okay, I warned you with the first one. Your second write-up, you got to get it right. A third write-up, you're out of here. You don't get another chance. And you didn't do any better. You still came to work late or went to work late. You still didn't do an amazing job. Okay, your third write-up, you're out. This is it. Bye. Remember how they used to do that on jobs? Do they still do that? That's how you got to do to the tenants in the home of your imagination, in your thoughts. Give them a write-up, a warning sign. But you got to watch. Well, don't forget to be aware. It's the awareness that crushes the thoughts, destroys them. You got to go to bed being aware. You got to wake up being aware. You got to walk around working being aware. You got to drive being aware. Just simply being aware. There's no effort in it. You just got to remember to watch. You got to sit by the gate and wait and watch for the sun to come in, and you shall be free. Now, that's real salvation. All this other stuff is just an emotional game. And you're still evil, you're still angry, and all that. But do what you want. But throw your false friends out of your home, of your body and your mind. You got to live alone up there. You got to live alone. Isn't that amazing? And when you live alone, I promise you, you'll recognize a real friend when they come through the gate. You will see them, and you will know that's a real friend without words. But do what you want. You can name it, claim it. You can read the Bible. You can quote the scriptures. And you think that the things that Christ was talking about, you take them literally. It's so crazy. You don't see the spirit behind them at all. And you think that, and you suffer. Don't let the devil steal your life anymore by watching him and kicking him or her out. Amazing, huh? It's Bible Thumping Thursday. I want to, as I move forward, I have some things I want to share with you, and then I get to your calls. I forgot to mention yesterday that according to the New York Times and other reports, Michael Reagan expired on Sunday morning, or on Sunday. And I've known Michael for a long time. I've been on his show. I have him on my show. I met him at different events. We've had lunch together. And may his soul rest in peace. And Michael Reagan was one of the sons of Ronald Reagan, the former president, Ronald Reagan. According to New York Times, Michael Reagan's son of former President Ronald Reagan, who carried on his conservative legacy, died on Sunday after a battle with cancer. He was 80 years old. Watch this from today.
Michael Reagan, the eldest son of former President Ronald Reagan, spent decades carrying on the legacy of his father's conservative values.
My dad showed us the pathway.
Michael was adopted at birth in 1945 by Reagan, who was a Hollywood star at the time, and his first wife, Oscar-winning actress Jane Wyman.
Doesn't it bother you at all to always be referred to as the president's adopted son?
I hated it. I looked at it as illegitimate.
He was 35 years old when his father was first elected to the White House in 1980. Michael often shining a spotlight on his father's humanity.
His first thought was that, gee, can I do this now?
In 1981, he was the voice of calm following an assassination attempt on his father's life.
My father is in fine condition, and he's going to serve a full 8 years.
Later, an incident with his father's second wife, Nancy Reagan, made national headlines after she suggested Michael was estranged from the family.
Really, Dad should be able to be president of the United States and not worry about family squabbles.
After his father left office, Michael remained in the public eye, working for nearly two decades as a conservative radio talk show host and political contributor. But he may be best remembered for his commitment to public service and advancing the conservative vision his father once championed.
Dad, when I go, I will go to heaven too. And you and I, we will dance with the heavenly host of angels before the presence of God.
That's it. Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Game
my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. May his soul rest in peace, Michael Reagan. Expired at the age of 80. That's amazing. A couple announcements. We have a brand new episode of Punchin' TV. Yesterday was amazing. Did you check it out? If you haven't, you can podcast. Go to Punchin.TV. Punchin' TV. It was amazing. And then I will do cameo for you, special shout-outs, all right? Whatever the occasion is, encouragement, congratulation, birthday shout-outs, whatever the shout-out is, we'll do it for you. Go to cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit like. Like! All right? I do appreciate it. And the hate report is coming up. And I've noticed that James Hake of the Hake Report, and after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby, are on fire lately. I'm like, what the? Fire! They're like, they are saved, sanctified, and running for their lives. They're on fire. If you ever seen the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report and the Hake Report right after JLP, you'll miss it. Make sure you check it. At least check it out, because once you check it out, that's it. You're going to want more and more and more, all right? The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and the American Anchor Baby at 11, right after the HakeReport.com. And last but not least, I have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And this week, guest, it was amazing. It was funny. It was interesting. I had a discussion with George Reister III. He is a former NFL player and the host of the Unafraid Show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Does she obey you?
That's not the dynamic of our relationship. She's an educated woman, too.
Oh, my God. Would you want some woman on your football team?
If she's the best person to make me win football games, I do not care.
Really?
Like, no.
Does your mama know you think this way?
Yeah.
Your father knows it?
Absolutely.
What the? You speak very well and you're black.
Black men are well-read.
Amazing.
Amazing.
It was so interesting. It was amazing. The FallenState.tv. And you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel. Or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? I I want to show you a quick example of how evil is still in your life because of the invaders that you use and they use you in your imagination. Not only are they taking your life by making you believe that you are them and that they're good friends, they're also taking your life by causing you to go out into the world and do stupid stuff. And they tell you that it's the right thing to do. That's love. What would Christ do? I want to give you an example of evil of the mind. And it's driving you to do some stupid stuff. NBC News. An immigration and customer enforcement agent shot and killed a female on Wednesday during an immigration-related operation in Minneapolis, in which she did not appear to get to be target. This female, according to the reports, been harassing the ICE agents all day that day. And as a result, according to the report, she's dead. Now, do you think she decided on her own to go out there and have these false thrill or pretending like she loved the illegal aliens so much that she was going to do all that? Now she's dead. And it's nobody's fault but hers. No one's fault. It's not ICE's fault. It's her fault because she had no business being out there. Zero. But it's for the thrill. And now she's dead. Watch this from ABC 7.
Now to the chaos unfolding tonight in Minnesota. An ICE agent shooting and killing a woman in her car. It's also sparking outrage with vigils and protests across the country, including right here in Southern California. Eyewitness News reporter Abigail Velez is live in downtown L.A. That's one place where angry demonstrators have taken to the streets. Abigail, what are they calling for tonight?
Well, accountability, Mark. A lot of the protesters here at Placita Olvera tell me they want to see this ICE agent prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They also tell me that they're angry and they're hurt, and they want ICE operations here in Los Angeles to come to an end.
No! No! Shame! Shame! Oh, my f***ing God! What the f***?
Disturbing witness video captures the moment a woman is shot inside her car during an ICE operation in Minneapolis Wednesday. An officer is seen firing at close range as bystanders scream in shock.
You f***ing shot someone in the face!
Another angle, slowed and zoomed, appears to show the driver with her arm out the window, waving ICE agents to go around her vehicle. Local leaders in Minneapolis say that video undercuts claims the driver was trying to hurt officers, with the mayor sending a blunt message tonight.
To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis.
The Department of Homeland Security, however, says the agent acted to protect himself.
They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them.
But again, the witness video showing the moments just before the shots has raised serious questions about that claim.
Amazing. This woman is now dead because she allowed the devil to not only steal her life from within, and now he's stolen it physically. She dead, and it's nobody's fault but hers. Because has she not been out there in the way of the law trying to do his job, she probably would still be alive and living in her misery, but be alive. But she let her friend, the devil, drive her out there and harass the people who are trying to enforce the law. And she brought this on herself. It ain't nobody's fault but hers and her friend, the devil. Really, all for ego reason. Isn't that amazing? She was serving no purpose, not for the good at all, being out there. She wasn't an ICE agent, so what was she doing in their business? NBC News, this is from NBC News, Tom Winter, break down key moments that investigators will likely be looking at from videos taken at different angles of the deadly ICE shooting. Watch this from NBC News.
We want to now take a closer look at the videos we just saw of the shooting incident. And joining us now to highlight some key points investigators will be looking at is NBC's Tom Winter. He covers law enforcement for us. So, Tom, we're going to start the video here, and we're going to stop it pretty quickly because there's stuff we were learning from the get-go. Again, the police chief saying this vehicle was blocking the federal agents right there.
That's right, Tom. And a big caveat, we don't know what happened before this, but they're definitely going to look at the fact this is an unmarked vehicle, but the lights are on. These are clearly members of law enforcement. So that's at least known to this driver.
Let's play the video because something else happens right here. Those officers approach the vehicle. They try to open the door. Let's stop it here. How will this help the investigators?
Whatever is said here, what these officers say, if the driver said anything or not, could really help them understand whether or not they thought there was some sort of an imminent threat. Was this person trying to listen to them? Were they scared? Or is this going to be a problem?
And then, of course, what the driver does next. Let's play that video. Trying to leave there. One of the officers felt like they were forced to fire, and they do. We want to show another angle, a reverse angle of the same incident here. We're going to freeze it. This is that same angle here. And what does this show us, Tom?
Well, this appears to show an officer right in front of the vehicle. That and between the way that the vehicle was moving and the timeline of that, how was the officer responding in that split second going to be critical for investigators.
Finally, one more piece of evidence we want to talk about here, and it is the bullet hole in the front of the windshield. What will this tell investigators?
Well, you look at this, you look at ballistics, you look at witness statements, you look at other video, all going to be part of this investigation. But, Tom, it's going to take some time.
Amazing. If she wasn't out there, that would not have happened. She brought it on herself because she listened to her friend in her own imagination. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. And then, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I bet she listened to her friends outside of her, inside of others. The same devil that deceived her. Just, girl, go out there. Stop the ICE thing. And she got a thrill and ran. Now, I don't know if other people told her. I'm just saying, she's following the devil in her mind, that's for sure. And the devil came to rob, steal, and kill. And all your life, he's been robbing you of life, your life. He's been stealing your life. And you've just been giving it over, all in the name. And the mayor of Minneapolis, I think that was the same guy that was dancing with the Somalian, Allah people, the Somalian that I believe. Or the Muslim or somebody. I maybe have the wrong state, but I think that's the same guy that was doing that. Yeah, he was dancing with the mayor, dancing with the Somalians, looking all stupid. According to Wikipedia, this female that's dead, she had moved to Canada with her wife. She had a wife? What the? I think she's gonna have a wife. But anyway, she had moved to Canada with her wife when Trump was elected in 2024. That's according to Wikipedia. So what's she doing back over here then? She needed to be over there in Canada using her truck, according to the report, as a weapon. The mayor admitted after the blame ICE agent, and the governor put the National Guard on alert. Watch this from KTVU.
The Minneapolis City Council identified the woman who was killed as Renee Nicole Good. The flashpoint incident comes as roughly 2,000 ICE agents are in Minneapolis for what they're calling their biggest immigration operation ever. Minneapolis's mayor laying blame for the incident squarely on their shoulders.
To ICE?
It's not clear if the vehicle actually struck the officer. Many ICE agents do not wear body cameras. Photos at the scene show a bullet hole in the windshield of the SUV. Massive crowds surged in the aftermath of the shooting. Protesters throwing snowballs at law enforcement vehicles as they left the area. The governor putting the National Guard on alert.
We do not need any further help from the federal government. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary.
State officials are coordinating with the FBI on the investigation.
Amazing. And that's the same governor that allowed the riot to happen last summer or the summer before, how long ever ago that was. The so-called George Floyd back in 2020. Apparently, this female had moved back to, she moved back to the
Minneapolis.
States. Minneapolis, yeah. To Minneapolis just recently. Amazing! And you see those demonstrators out there, it's all evil. It's not for the good. They have no business being out there at all. They don't even know what's driving them to make them go out there. They think those are their ideas. They don't know, first of all, they've been encouraged to do it, not only by their fake friends in their minds, their enemies, but by the politicians, Democratic politicians, and the media. These people have been pushing anger and destruction for a long time now, only to get back in office. That's all they're really doing it. And the people follow that, and now they're out there looking stupid. And you ask them, why are you here? They don't even know why. National Guard on the alert. What the? And now, these are examples of evil and thrills, which are evil, and emotions, which are evil. Nothing real about this. It's evil. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. These people have no business getting involved or in the way of ICE protecting the American citizens by sending the illegals back to wherever they came from. Well, they've been told to do it by the Democratic politicians and the liberal media. And they're out there because they've been told to go out there. And now the aftermath split into, spilt into the streets with demonstrations breaking out near the shooting scene. Watch this from ABC 7.
The aftermath spilled into the streets with demonstrations breaking out near the shooting scene. In this video, a federal agent is seen firing a pepper ball directly into a man's face from less than a foot away.
Nice. Whoa!
As tensions grew, so did demonstrations, including here in Los Angeles, where people, even families, came together to protest and mourn.
People are just devastated, and they see that this is not the first time ICE has killed someone, and it's not looking to be the last time unless people stand up and organize.
This protester holding a candle with the face of the victim. She has been identified as Renee Nicole Good, a 37-year-old mother. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, Good was shot just a few blocks away from her home and leaves behind a six-year-old child. As hundreds chanted her name at a vigil in Minneapolis, her memory traveling far beyond the block where she died.
The impunity with which this administration is coming after people that are living earnestly and honestly in their communities is really scary.
When did illegal aliens become openly and honest in their community? They broke the law. They're dishonest right there. What the? And this female had a six-year-old child, they say? The heifer should have been at home raising her child. She out there trying to act like she care more about the illegal aliens than she does her own child. Now she dead. She dead. It ain't nobody's fault but hers. Because she listened to her fake friends in her head. According to Wikipedia, her husband, the child of the father of the child, died, according to Wikipedia. So now the child don't have any parents. And this helper needs to be at home. If she had been at home, she'd probably be alive today. And watching over that child in the right way. No. And she needed a thrill. The thrill is gone away from me. She's now dead. What a mess. And one last thing I want to show you about these demonstrators. These demonstrators are all evil. There's not one good thing about it. nor is there one good person demonstrating. It's all evil, and they're calling it good. Just think about that. You're out trying to stop the American government from protecting the American citizens. You pretend that you love the illegal aliens more than you do the citizens of America, your own country. And you think that's love? Some people say, oh, I love some people. I don't love everybody. I love some people. If you don't love all, you love none. How can you not love your own home first? How can you not love yourself first before you can love anyone? These demonstrators are evil. The demonstrations are evil. They've been set up to promote evil in order to kill you. More demonstrations are planned throughout the country, and a GoFundMe was set up. Watch this from ABC 7.
More demonstrations are planned here in Los Angeles and across the country in the days ahead. Now, a GoFundMe has been set up for Renee Good, for her family. Initially, they were asking for $50,000. As of last check, they have raised $350,000. Now, again, that GoFundMe continues to grow tonight. And in Minneapolis, classes have been canceled tomorrow as the community continues to grieve.
Amazing. They won't demonstrate against the government, especially the Democratic government, that will not build the communities back over after the fires. Why are they fighting for that? Why are they fighting about crime being out of control in California? Out of control. Why are they arguing about the governor shutting down the prisons and letting the inmates out into your community? Why are they marching and demonstrating about that? They're going to march and demonstrate over the illegal aliens, but not for their own country. And they call that love. That's not love. You've been brainwashed. You've been deceived. How about, according to Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You've been brainwashed. It's spiritual. It's good versus evil. It's none of this mess. Evil is ruling the world inside of human beings. And it doesn't have to be that way. But that's the way you want it. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. The hate news is coming right now. 2 more hours to go. Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Serious mess going on in this old here world, as you just witnessed here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. This is the end of hour one here on Bible Thumper Thursday. January 8th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in, whether you're young or old, into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And even during Hake News, Not Fake News, call in, give your name and where you're calling from, your brief question or brief comment, or just want to say hello. And you'll get on hold and get on air with JLP in this coming hour here. We'll get to your Super Chats as well. And by the way, some of you Super Chatters who Super Chatted over on the Hake Report, I did see the missed ones, diamonds and things, nice, and cash apps. So hopefully I'll read those today on the Hake Report, by the way, FYI, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and before American Anchor Baby. Make sure you check out Punchy TV. It was an interesting episode. Punchy TV on YouTube, also on Bond Rebuilding the Man Substack. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting that the Trump administration is pulling the United States out of the Bedrock Treaty that guides global climate cooperation. It's so bedrock that we never even heard of it, becoming the first country to do so. Such an action, if successful, would leave the United States out of international climate change talks. Very cool. And that bedrock thing is called the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, which the U.S. joined and Congress ratified way back in 1992. And look at all the stuff we've been through. When George H.W. Bush, the daddy, he was in the White House, so-called. What a mess. And so good. Thank you, Trump. You heard about that Minneapolis ICE shooting. An ICE officer fatally shot a woman in a vehicle in Minneapolis Wednesday, prompting widespread so-called grief, fake grief, of course, and fake outrage over our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's righteous immigration crackdown. Trump administration officials said the woman attempted to run over an ICE agent. Certainly it was reckless with her vehicle, and the agent fired his gun in self-defense. But state and local officials dispute that account. They're all cussing and angry, evil. The woman was identified as 37-year-old Renee Nicole Macklin Good, Macklin being her late husband's name, and Good being, I don't know what name that is, a U.S. citizen and mother of three. I don't know if she's a blood mother of three or just a blood mother of one by way of the husband, and the other two, I don't know what they are. But anyway, the shooting came one day after 2,000, roughly, federal agents descended on Minneapolis, the area, as part of President Trump's expanded immigration operations nationwide. You know, in Minneapolis had all that fraud allowed to go out of control, seemingly suspected fraud by Somalis and probably others as well. It occurred about four blocks from the site where Georgia, Florida, overdosed, and he had that pressure on him, and he died. They call it killed. They called it murdered. Ridiculous. Way back in 2020, what a mess. So Minneapolis is out of control. An oil tanker has been seized. Meanwhile, U.S. forces boarded and seized a Russian-flagged oil tanker. Wow, Wednesday, after tracking it across the Atlantic for weeks. The aging vessel, originally called Bella One, number one, sanctioned by the United States in 2024 for operating in a shadow fleet, quote-unquote, transporting illicit Iranian oil. Last month, the U.S. Coast Guard attempted to seize the ship near Venezuela while it was under the Guyana flag. Guyana flag. Oh, interesting. The plot thickens. But U.S. forces did not board it after the vessel turned around and fled. Huh, interesting. A separate occasion Wednesday, U.S. seized another tanker called the Sophia in international waters near the Caribbean, describing it as a stateless, sanctioned vessel engaged in illicit activities. Crime on the high seas. Interesting. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Stand up strong, take the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What is the difference? I want to know. Have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? What's the difference? We have every way to watch and support the show on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just don't have the time to watch the show, you can podcast it, don't worry, and then you can watch it. But you can also listen on your phone while you're doing what you're doing anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white. They mama if you're black. So you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on? There's
a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Bible Thumper Thursday, dancing for the Lord. I got the Holy Ghost. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. Amazing, huh? So, I want to, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. I was thinking about that female that was, according to the report, was supposed to be a mother of a little child. She out there trying to get her thrills messing with ice. And then now the people mourning, the media, the liberals are mourning. Did they mourn for Abbott? What was that lady name? That was
Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, I didn't hear them mourning for her. No mourning for Ashley at all. They almost, and I think Ashley Babbitt. They tried to ignore it, if anything. But some heifer out on the road harassing, according to the ICE report, harassing the ICE. They mourning her. What the? It's a spiritual battle. Let me go to the busy phones. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, happy new year, Josh.
Hey, happy new year, man.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how was your 2025 life?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 10. I'll give it a 10.
And why 10?
Because I've seen things that I haven't seen before in my life. So I'm kind of growing.
Amazing.
I'm growing. Yeah. It's a lot of growing going on, and it's definitely a new look at seeing things differently. You know.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you even better this year, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And it's just like that story you told yesterday about the guy who had the mansion and his friends were that's exactly what's going on in my life now, with just these thoughts and thrills, you know. So I'm noticing them little by little, you know.
Stay with it.
All right.
And let them all crash.
Right. And you got,
let all those thoughts crash.
Right. And you got to do it one by one. Cause I think I try to like force it to have no thrills. And then you got to kind of do it. You got to isolate them. Right. And then, let
especially
them slowly.
When you first start out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. I kind of got caught in that, trying to be perfect. And then, it's too many, you know, so you really got to take it slow.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing.
Yeah, but okay, I was calling for the biblical question then.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
I'd say human nature is the devil's nature. And animal nature is just what God created animals to be. Human nature is really just the same as the devil's nature, and it's destructive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I want to respond to that. I almost did. I forgot I have to wait until Sunday, but I got to wait. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right, man.
Thank you, John.
I'll be watching.
Thank you, man, and good to hear from you.
All right, you too. Thanks for all you do, man.
Right on. Amazing.
Right.
Bye now.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let me go to Travis out of Illinois. Travis, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Travis.
Long time no hear. But
amazing.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it is amazing. But I was calling because, you know, I just figured, I said, let me check in with Jesse. And, of course, I'm going to hear something crazy about this lady who was executed in Minneapolis, you know? And it's true to form, you didn't let me down.
I'm glad, man. Right on.
No worries.
And
but,
what did I say that was crazy about the heifer?
Well, that right there, you know. Call the lady out of her name, you don't know her. You don't even know anything about the situation. I mean,
why I'm only going with the reports on it, because I wasn't there, I don't know. But I do know that if it is, if she was a young child like that, she had no business out there trying to get a thrill of chasing ice and playing hero.
But the car was sitting still. How was she chasing ice?
No,
come on.
If she had not been out there, would she be dead or alive today?
I mean, that sounds crazy, because
what
sounds
crazy?
You just mentioned Ashley Babbitt. I mean, if she would have stayed at home, wouldn't she have still been alive?
Probably so, yes.
Yeah, so I mean.
So if that.
You guys want to mourn over her?
If that female had not gone and out there, would she be alive today, you think? Or would she be dead?
Isn't she an American citizen? Doesn't she have the right to protest? Or no?
If she had not gone out there, would she be alive today or dead?
I don't know. She could have slipped in a bathtub and killed herself this morning. I don't know what would have happened. But
if she had not gone out there,
yes,
would she be dead today?
Yes, Jesse. You can't trick me with that. Those questions.
How is that a trick? That's you said that didn't, what I said didn't make sense.
She has the right to be out there. She has the right to be out there. Correct.
Travis,
isn't that her constitutional right?
If she had not gone out there, and if it's true that she has a young child, would she possibly be alive today or dead?
She has the constitutional right to be out there.
Why can't you answer that question?
She can be out there. She can be out. She has the right to be out there.
Is that the question?
I can't answer that question. That question is framed incorrectly.
What do you
mean? It's a setup question. It's a setup question. I mean, of course.
How is that a setup question?
Because you're asking me. If she would have stayed at home, would she still be alive? That doesn't make sense to me, Jesse. Come
why
on
that doesn't make sense to you?
That doesn't make sense because she has the right to be out there.
Why that doesn't make sense to you?
That doesn't make sense. That's like saying if she went to pick up her child and ran into a situation where ICE was out there. Oh, if she didn't go try to pick up her child, wouldn't she still be alive? Come on, man.
That's not what happened. That's not the situation.
Well, what happened?
I'm asking you about the situation. Has she not gone out there? Would she possibly be alive today or dead?
She has the right to be out there. She's an American.
Did I ask you about that?
But no, you did not. But I'm telling you about that. That's what I'm saying.
Why can't you answer the question?
Because that doesn't make sense to me, Jeff.
What doesn't make sense?
You're trying to deflect.
What is it about the question that doesn't make sense to you?
Listen. You're deflecting, Jeff.
What is it about the question that doesn't make sense to you?
What doesn't make sense is she has the constitutional right to protest.
That's not the question, though.
Well, I don't really care about that question. I'm just telling you.
What that's you said like saying, that the question didn't make sense, and I'm asking, what is it about that question that doesn't make sense to you?
No, because it's framed. It's a trick question. Come
How
on,
is
man.
A trick question?
It's a trick question, Jesse. What, but can we proceed?
What is the question?
You're asking me if she wouldn't have been out there, would she still be alive? That's what you're asking.
How is that a trick question?
Because that's crazy. That only makes sense. She has the constitutional right to be out there, correct or no?
I didn't ask you about the constitutional right.
I know. You're not going to ask me about that because you know she has the right to be out there.
And you're not going to answer that question?
No, I'm not going to answer that question. No. Can we proceed?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Travis. 888-7753-773. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let me go to Noah. Is that right there? Noah out of Detroit, Michigan. Noah.
Hey, Jesse.
You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Noah.
Good. I just wanted to comment about this whole ICE shooting situation with this female.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, I heard the other caller say that, she had the right to be out there. Well, I have a follow-up question to that. Does she have the right to ram her car into other people's cars? And does she have the right to hit people with her vehicle? Like, what if she killed that police officer? Everybody saw the footage clear as day. There was a cop, obviously, in front of her vehicle. And people are acting like that's not relevant to the conversation whatsoever. It super is, you know? She had the intent to kill, you know?
According to the report, that's what she did. And you're right. I don't hear anything about that. It's just about this stupid female that left her child and going out there pretending that she loved the illegal alien more than she loved her own child. What a mess.
That's sad. Imagine, and you're a mother at home, you know? Okay, she has the right to be there, but she doesn't have the right to go out and commit criminal activity and try to harm people, you know? Her having a child at home, that kind of it kind of speaks volumes to her character, you know? Like, she cares more. You're right. She does care more about the illegal aliens than she does her own child. Isn't that sad, Jesse?
Especially if it's true what they said about her ramming her car into the ICE agent's truck and trying to stop them all day long. It's evil. She had no love at all. Not only not for her, if it's true, she had no love for her life. She had no love for her child. She had no love for America. She had no love for ICE, and she got what she deserved. She, if it's true, she put her own self because she listened to her fake friends in her head. She loved evil more than was right.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But and the fact, and I want to go over to the fact that, you know, where was the left when Ashley Babbitt got shot by Capitol Police? I mean, yeah, she was breaking and entering into the Capitol building, but she wasn't hitting people with her car on the way there, you know?
And they barely mentioned that when that happened. They hardly won't even mention Ashley's name when that happened.
Yeah, where's the protest? Yeah. Huh? Where's Jesse Jackson at, huh?
Amazing. What exactly. A mess.
Well, exactly.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate it.
Yes, you have a great day, sir.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Hawaii and talk to Brandy. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. I wish you well this year.
Thank you. I missed you, but I'm glad you had a break.
Ooh, I'm missing you. Tell me why the road turned. Oh, it's nice to be back, but it's also amazing to take a break.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I did what you did. I did nothing, and I hung out by myself all the whole time.
Right on. That's amazing.
I ain't going nowhere. Yep.
Cool.
I'm calling to read Deuteronomy 22:5. I think I said it right this time.
Deuteronomy. I can't say it either. How do you say it, Anchor Baby?
I know.
Deuteronomy.
Yep.
It takes an Anchor Baby from Canada to tell us.
You might want to check
I
that.
Know.
But go ahead. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Let me hear it.
It says, the woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for that it that do are abomination to the Lord. And my husband pointed out the other day, we're not, like, you shouldn't even be dressing in drag. A woman should not be wearing men clothes, and women should not be wearing, like, either way around.
Amazing.
You shouldn't be wearing men's garments, and it's an abomination to the Lord.
That's
and all
amazing.
These crazy, crazy people are dressing in drag and doing trans. And I was also thinking over
well,
the break
is
how
hell on earth, so the devil, anyone that lives in their imagination, that believe thoughts and they have ideas and plans, the devil controlling them. So this is what happens in hell. This is hell on earth inside a human being. So this is hell. This is what's happening.
Yeah. And I was also thinking like the Mandami was taking videos with all those trans and gay and weirdos that Islam hates gays. They're going to be the first ones on the hit list. And it's like chickens going to KFC.
Are you surprised that New York elected a Allahu Akbar person as their government? And knowing that these people believe that we're the big Satan and they want to take us out?
Kind of. I'm surprised it's only been 25 years since 9/11 and you already have a Muslim leader. So, they're going to have some crazy terrorist attacks. They're going to have explosions on trains. You know, I mean, it's going to be back. You know, remember when Obama took office, 2012? It's like 13, 14, and 15, it started getting real bad where they started attacking us, bombings. They were going into stores and malls with guns and bombs and knives, just random acts, throwing acid in people's faces. This is coming to New York. But it's also coming to the world. Like, you could feel it when they are exposing Islam, which you notice that the Somalis daycares, but also in California, it was Iran, right? they're, remember last time I was talking to you, they're going to team up together. They're going to attack us. And as they're getting exposed, they're going to get more angry and they're going to start calling jihad on us. They're going to start attacking us.
And lone wolves,
they believe that they're going to go to heaven and not only get 77 virgins, but they also believe that one martyr gets like 70 family members into heaven. So they want to die.
Well, I the only thing I know for sure is that they believe that America is the big Satan and that Israel is a small Satan, little Satan. And they believe that Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death. And they do want to conquer, and they're doing it now. They're starting to do it. They do want an Islamic state. I want to, now that you mentioned that, Nick, I want to play a quick soundbite from X there on 8, soundbite 804. I mean, 084, Nick, and this is from Grok. This video depicts a 10th Street interview in an Ohio mall where an elderly Muslim man declared America will be an Islamic state. Watch this from X.
Islam's coming to America.
Islam's coming to America?
Yeah, it's coming.
Wait, is this going to be
one Islam? Day America will become a Muslim state, a Muslim country.
Really?
Tell Trump.
That's never going to happen.
Yes, it
will
happen.
That is never going to happen.
God is powerful.
It's never going to happen.
God,
is that what you want?
God is powerful.
Is that what everybody here wants? You want to see
that's
a Muslim country?
That's what we are. Our goal is to make America Islam.
Really?
Islamic state.
So know this, that Islam will enter every house. Every house. Don't worry about the Islamophobes. They can yap all they want. Their children will be Muslim. All those people of Taif, go to Taif today. Show me a kafir there. All Muslims. And it's not going to stop. You can stop immigration, you can stop whatever, you can do Muslim bans. Wallahi, it's not stopping. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, it will enter every house.
Now, a while ago, I would not have believed that that was possible. I would not have believed that America will become Islamic state. I now believe it will. They're letting these people into our government. They're letting them make rules for laws and all that. And it's happening. Just as white Americans are under genocide, people are not paying attention. America will become Islamic state. And it's weird that these people want America to become the country that they ran from. They ran from an Islamic state because they said they weren't happy there, and they are creating that same environment in America. It's mind-blowing to see it. And according to Gemini, in this video, Israeli Ministry of Diaspora Affair warned America about the Muslim Brotherhood allegedly long-term plan to turn the U.S. into a Muslim state within 100 years. Why is this from CBN News?
I think it's very important for Americans to understand that there is a plan of the Muslim Brotherhood. They have a vision. In 100 years, to make America a Muslim state. If you want to see where it's also already successful, take a look at what's happening in Belgium. Take a look at what happens in Britain.
Right.
The situation in Britain is a disaster. They're already in control of London, with the mayor who is an Islamist. They're in control in many cities all across the UK. And you can see now with the legislation of lowering the vote age to 16, an initiative coming from Keir Starmer and the Labour Party, they are so dependent on the Muslim votes. They lower the age because, you know, that they have many children. This is a very wise decision for the left in Britain. So you have an alliance between the left and the Muslims. We call it the Red and Green Alliance.
Amazing. So, Brandon, I was surprised when shocked when they elected, they allow Ilhan Omar and Khalid, whatever her name is, from Rashida Tlaib to be in our government, and now they got Mandabi. America is becoming and will be an Islamic state.
Yeah, we're going to be under Sharia law if we do not step up. If men do not step up and start running, we're going to be under Sharia law.
Yeah.
And women, you liberal nutcases out there, they keep protesting. Everything that you guys are protesting against, Islam is pro of. You're going to have to dress like them. You're going to have to, they are going to beat you and rape you and burn your private places out. Like, they are horrible to women and gays. They're going to throw you off buildings. They're going to hang you. They're going to stick things. They're going to torture you.
Well,
and you're voting this in.
Women, they are, because Satan is their God, evil is their God, they're going to always be on the side of evil. They're not going to, until they overcome evil. They can overcome if they want to. They don't, you know, because they have to do what men do, overcome evil, return to the Father. Until that happens, they're going to always vote evil or take the wrong make the wrong decision because they are not, they don't know that they are being controlled by something else. And so they are used for evil. That's why the Islamic people are going to use. Look what Mandami did in New York. He encouraged women to vote for him. The educated, so-called educated women, to vote for him. And according to the report, they did. And look what they got.
And they're going to get it even worse.
Yeah.
They're going to get attacked worse than we are.
Yeah.
They're going to get it bad. And you know how you showed that one guy that white people need to pay? Go to work and pay my taxes. He just got deported. That guy just got deported. But you know why they're stealing from us? And they believe that you need to pay a tax. So in their eyes, this is taxes that us infidels owe them. And if you don't pay the tax, they're going to chop your head off.
Amazing.
So once we start pulling out and exposing them, they're going to attack us because in their eyes, you either pay them or you're going to die.
Well, it's amazing.
They're going
to
kill us. They're going to try to.
I understand why the people can't see. They won't even look at this situation in Belgium and the UK, London, and all that. They're seeing it happening there in the same way. White people would not look at the attack on white people in South Africa, and they're on a genocide. But yet, white people won't look. And the same thing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy, I got to run. Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, I'll call back. Thanks.
Oh, okay. 888-7753-773. Amazing. How fast is time going by? Let me go to Jerry out of Orlando, Florida. Jerry.
Hey, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. Happy New Year, Jesse. God bless you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
I wanted to answer the biblical question, sir.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
I think the answer, Jesse, is man was made in the image of the Lord, and animals were not. That's all I got.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Happy New Year, Jerry.
Happy New Year, Jesse. God bless you guys.
All right, buddy. You too. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Bible Thumper Thursday. Quick announcement. We have fellowships on Sundays. Sundays, we fellowship on Sundays. You're all invited, and they are amazing. Every Sunday, doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And you're welcome to come. All people are invited, and it's heard around the world. Around the world. So I want to invite you to come. They are amazing. There's no other like it. They're amazing, really. Every Sunday morning. So you're invited. And also, don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. You got to know how to rumble. And cozy.tv, where Christ is king. Christ is king. Like, comment, follow, and subscribe. All right? I do appreciate it. And thank you all for your support, for helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. And some of you would prefer to mail it in. You can do that. Make your check or money order out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to BOND, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. I repeat that a little slower for the older people. Make your check out or money order out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And if you missed that, you can call 800-411-BOND and or go to the website and get the address. Or you can scan the QR code to support BOND. I appreciate it. Let me go to Christopher out of Virginia. Christopher, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Christopher. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Wake up, white people. All these Muslims getting into office is crazy, man. I believe what you're saying. It's scary.
It's mind-blowing to me that the white Western world is so easily giving up their own country. It's just mind-blowing to see that, man. And now they're allowing themselves to be conquered by the Allahu Akbar people.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame. It's just like ISIS, the thing that's going on out there, you know, they're trying to do their job. You know what I mean? Everybody has a job. That's his job they need to do. And if illegals come in, you know, they just come in the right way. That's all it's all about, man. We need control in this country. That's why this country has been built to be a beautiful, this side of heaven, you know, best country in the world. But you got to stop, you know what I mean? You got to stop the chaos. And all those people there need to go forgive their mama, man. I mean, there's no doubt. They all gone done crazy. It's the devil, man. There's no doubt, you know. And I agree with you with the people with the all that stuff they carry over their bodies, the women. I always see they got AK-47s under their thing, man. It freaks me out, man.
I'm like, crazy. What the?
That's what I say, man. I'm like, oh, no.
Just imagine ICE is trying to protect the American citizen. And the American citizens, those crazy ones, are out there trying to stop ICE from protecting the American citizens, pretending that they love the illegal aliens more than they do their own American people. That is the most dumbest thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Amen, brother. Amen. 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 It's crazy. It's just, you know, I don't know.
It's insane. It's evil.
That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, Jesse. I love your program, man. I appreciate for all you do, man. I just ask everybody just wake up, man. Go forgive their mama and come closer to God.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you,
Amen, man. Thank you, man. Have a blessing.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Nikki bought 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk saying, Happy New Year, star flying emoji. I think it's quietly meaningful that we don't know Jesus' birthday. Fixating on it can reduce him to his physical life rather than the fullness of who he is. Just as we are not our bodies, Jesus is not his.
Amazing. Thank you. Very good point, too. I appreciate that. Thank you.
On Punchy TV, the live show yesterday, we had a super chat that we didn't get to. The Raw Truth 91, we need more Punchy TV, fellas. 100, salute emoji, rocket flying.
Amazing. That came from Punchy TV?
Yeah.
Right on. Check out brand new episode on Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Hey, you said that song. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? I was singing it wrong.
On a sunny day, coming down on a sunny day.
So let me hear how that goes.
I want to know, can you, not exactly those notes, right? Have you ever
you
seen the rain? You shouldn't say that again. You can only need to say it once. Coming down on a sunny day. Something like that. Although you're more on key than I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's not coming down on me, it's coming down on a sunny day?
That's right.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day?
There you go. Isn't that sound nicer?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. White Man.
You're welcome.
Always correcting the black people.
Mr. Black Man.
It's hard on the black man in America. Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, and thank you to the Raw Truth 91, and thank you, Punchy TV, fellas. That was a fun show.
Thank you.
Someone bought 5 coffees. How do you completely let go?
By becoming the observer of thoughts and emotions, and do nothing about it. Absolutely do nothing about them. Don't argue with them. Don't call them you. Don't try to fight with them. Don't fight with them. Do nothing but watch them. Completely watch. Let go. And watch. And I promise you, they have no other choice but to depart from your body, from your mind and your body. I promise you that. It's amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Very nice question there. Eric, 5 coffees. You're in the light when you see through the darkness. You are the light when you illuminate the path.
Amazing. Thank you. Right on.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. It's good to see all you lads are raring to go this year. We need to follow King Trump's lead. the "what manner of man" phrase is so perfect to describe him. 10 points for that, Jesse. Winky face emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. They even hold king rallies. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Thank you. Right on.
Someone bought three coffees. Knowledge that you share became my weapon. I see how much destruction it brought me. I'm glad I finally see these ideas falling away.
And you and just watch them, and they all, it's so interesting how watching them and not calling them you, get no form of identity from them at all, they will disappear. They will leave your mind and your body, and you will be free. It's so interesting to see that. Amazing.
Marcus G, 59, everybody wants friends and can't let them go except for baby Jessica's daddy, 100.
That's right. Everybody want hold on to their friends in their heads and outside, inside of others, except baby Jessica's daddy. Thank you. Right on.
Lin Yen Chin, remember when the whole world was black and slow? That's when Lord Goodhair was called Yakub. He was teased for his forehead, so he invented the high IQ people. Asmodor and Art helped him.
Amazing.
Did you? I've been doxxed as Yakub.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus G59.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thinking you got all these friends makes you cool, but all it does is make you miserable. 100. The truth is your only friend.
I rest my case. Walk in the light, not in the darkness anymore. Now, we all start out in the darkness because we have screwed up parents who screw us up. But you don't have to stay in the darkness. You can be in the light. And the light is amazing. Thank you.
Popcorn's Thump Keg, Jesse, on Hake's show yesterday, he said that, quote, "if you have concern about the future, that's called worry," unquote. I've heard you say that you're concerned about the future of this country, but you don't have worry about it. My question for you is, do you agree with Hake on this, or are concern and worry different? Can you have concern without worry? What's the difference?
Well, when I said it, it's a form of communication. You got to communicate, right? And it's because I see my country is never coming back. And so that's what I mean by that. But Hake is right. It is worry. If you take thought about it tomorrow, you're worried about it. So, yes, Hake is right about that. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Popcorn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dig one deeper on pilled.net. Just stumbled on your show, JC Lee Peterson. Watched you for years. Love you, mate. And when you were chatting with Katie Hopkins, really good. And he's from England, I believe.
Right on. Thank you. I enjoyed talking to her, too. It was amazing. Thank you. Welcome to the show. And stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Dennis M., your logic speaks logic.
Right on. And the truth shall make you free. Amazing. Stay with it.
Walking Roscoe gifted 5 J.C. Lee Peterson memberships on the YouTube channel.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
3 from someone. Jesse, I spoke about my mother to you. She did destroy me with her female ego.
Yeah.
But I want to turn it all upside down, right side up. I feel like a stranger. I want to go back to just playing video games with my head in the sand, but I am trying my best to keep my head above the waters.
Right on. And the feelings that you're feeling up like sand, I mean like what?
Wants to play video games with the head in the sand, trying to keep his head above the waters.
The feelings that you're having are not you. They're not you. They're not yours, and they're not you. That's the nature that you must die from. That's the ego, the not you nature. The real you is not feeling anything about anything. So it's not you. So don't put your head back in the sand. That's what it wants you to do. Do not do it. Let go. Let it all crash. Tumbling down. Stay with it. I wish you well. Amazing.
Santino, I almost said Santiago. Santino Hake is an alpha with a beta pack. Thanks for the vote of confidence, Santino.
Right.
At least
on,
somebody
Santino.
Thinks so. Kohlberger Art, angry people will not answer the question, if she had stayed at home, would she be alive? Because it diffuses the reason for anger. Anger protects anger.
Absolutely. It's deep. Right on. It's amazing. I'm asking, has she stayed at home, would she probably be alive today? That's a trick question, they say. How did that trick? Amazing. Thank you, Kohlberger Art.
Anthony L. with the one finger up red foam sticker thing.
Thank you, Anthony
Number one
L.
foam finger.
Amazing.
Ever Blazer, BQ answer.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Animal nature is rooted in natural instincts. Human nature is rooted in ego and emotions.
Amazing. I will respond to that on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creature arise. Thank you.
On Rumble, speak a French.
You got to know how to rumble.
Gave a rumble rant. Caller Travis. What about Ashley Babbitt? Jesse, probably so. Jesse answers question. Jesse, would the heifer be alive today? Travis, I reject the framing of that question. It's a setup. What the?
That was mind-blowing to me, but okay. Thank you.
Someone, three coffees. Jesse, oh, no, I already read that one. Matt J., three coffees. A whole lot of mess out there, Jesse and crew. Thank you for all you do in providing the truth every day on this show on what we're seeing in this country.
It's hell on earth. That's for sure. Inside of human beings. Hell is right here. Inside. That's why you need a brand new heart. Salvation is of the heart. And your heart will be renewed if you want it. Amazing. Thank you.
Mew is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, did you see the video of the Allah guy in Canada holding a Taliban flag and walking down the street? He was wearing flip-flops and a rag in the cold.
I didn't see that. That's amazing. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Dennis out of Illinois. Thank you all so much, really. Dennis out of Illinois, you are on the air.
Hey, that raid thing you were talking about, that was created Clearwater Revival, CCR. They sang that song about coming out of the rain or whatever it was.
Oh, I want to know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the rain coming down on a clear day?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but they say it better.
I know. Are they still alive?
I don't know. I haven't talked to you for years. I guess it's been 10, 15 years since I talked to you.
Wow.
I just wanted to thank you for being Jesse. You've always been the way you've always been. I appreciate that. God doesn't change. Jesse doesn't change. And by the way, you wear the best outfits of anybody I've ever seen on television.
Thank you. I'm not
trying to brag on you, but man, you look super right there. I'm watching you, and you look spectacular.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Amazing.
And I appreciate you, my friend. You just keep up the good work.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right. Amazing. CCR. What's that, Jay?
Singer. John Fogerty, the singer for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Right.
He is still alive. He was born in 1945. His brother Tom, the rhythm guitarist, is dead.
Oh, may his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you. Let me go to first time call out of Los Angeles, Andre. Andre, you are on the air.
Jesse, morning.
Good morning, Andre.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn on my... Hold on. Jesse, good morning.
Okay, that's better. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Just wanted to call and say thank you and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a fun year last year. So yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best.
10! Ten, absolutely.
Right on.
Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing to have a 10 year, have a life of 10 in a whole year. That's amazing, man.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But we got another year, so I'm expecting some new stuff. We'll see.
Well, stay with us, and it only gets better. Amazing. And happy
New Year. Let me answer a biblical question, if you don't mind.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
I don't think there is a difference. And I say that because we, like the animals, both kill. So to me, we're pretty much the same.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Right,
it's been a fun show this morning, so I'll keep listening. Thanks. Shout out to Bond. Shout out Jesse Lee. Shout out Trump.
The Great White Hope. Thank you, man, and Happy New Year, all right? Stay with it.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Brian out of New Orleans. Brian, you are on the air.
What's up, Mr. Jeff? How you doing?
All is well, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
A prosperous one at that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. I was trying to get you the other day. I couldn't even get through. I forgot what my question was, but I'm going to just say, what you think about the, what you think about the ICE agents? Because I see him here in my city, and I don't see that that what they're doing is nothing average than what the policemen ain't doing. They're doing the same thing. So what's the difference between them and the actual local authority that's here?
Well, the ICE people are collecting the illegal aliens and sending them back to wherever they came from, whereas the police protect the people, you know, from crime locally.
I really don't care who's here and who's not. They're not making trouble.
Why don't you care that they're here illegally?
Because we're human too.
Why don't you care that these people are in your country illegally?
I just say they are human.
What does that mean?
And if they got a right, that it means they got a right. They got a right to life, and they got a right to prosper, just like us.
So they have a right to break into your home.
What do you mean break in?
Doesn't illegal mean that they broke in?
What do you mean by breaking in?
Does illegal mean that they broke in? They're here illegally? Doesn't that mean that? Or they overstayed their welcome? Isn't that breaking in?
I don't really care about all of that.
I'm sorry?
I don't really. What do you mean they broke in?
They came illegally.
So you're being prejudiced. I thought you said.
Are you able? Is it okay to break into your house?
I thought you said, what's your name, break into the house?
They broke into your home, your country.
They're not causing a problem for me.
So they're not providing a car by breaking into your home?
No. Hold on, Brian.
Hold on for me. Let me take a break. Hold on.
All right.
A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Kinds of mess going on in this old here world. such as in Venezuela. We're cleaning up the mess, hopefully. Nice. And food preservatives, our greatest Maha, Make America Healthy Again, HHS Secretary, based RFK Jr., using the term perhaps loosely, right? Said a little alcohol is okay, but not in the for breakfast. And there's dangers of AI, supposedly. Watch out. Crazy. And there's a 60,000-year-old arrow, if you believe the Earth is that old, that still contains traces of poison. A Stone Age arrowhead from South Africa. So says this study. I don't know how they study 60,000 years. They can't even study their own 40 or 70 years or 80. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Thursday. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. January 8th, AD 2026. There is one line open. You, yes, you, can call in right now, even during Hate News, Not Fake News. Although if you've already gotten on air once today and you've said your piece and we've hung up, you only get one call per show per day, all right? So if you already called in, you gotta and you want to call in again, call into the Hake Report and or American Anchor Baby after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, okay? But nice. It is Hake News, not fake news. Make sure you do catch Punchy TV. It is up on audio podcast as well. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. No Y in Punchy, okay? It's spelled the country way. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. TV on Substack, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let us know if you don't see it on your favorite podcast platform. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting at least 100 people were killed in that U.S. military operation. That's up from the body count of 80 on Saturday that captured Venezuela's ousted so-called president, Nicolas Maduro. And he was considered by many, perhaps even most, an illegitimate president because they did shenanigans and voter shenanigans, not unlike other countries have also done, all right? The country's interior minister said that, 100 people dead. Maduro has since appeared in a New York federal court with his next hearing expected in March. Venezuelans now trying to return to their daily lives. Many are stockpiling food and medicine amid heightened security with checkpoints and guards seen around key buildings. President Trump has suggested the U.S. could have long-term oversight of Venezuela's affairs, even as the Senate prepares to vote on a measure that would limit his powers in the country, that country. Food preservatives, common food preservatives, may be linked to higher risks of cancer and type 2 diabetes per new studies. Sodium nitrate used in processed meats like bacon, ham, and deli meats. They talk about nitrates, right? Sodium nitrate was tied to 32% higher risk of prostate cancer, they say. Wow. While potassium nitrate was linked to 22% increase in breast cancer and a 13% rise in all cancers. Now, I don't want to poo-poo this, but the type of people who eat too much bacon, probably doing a lot of other things, you know, I don't know. But anyway, the World so-called Health Organization, very corrupt, I believe, I've heard, from the evil UN, has long classified processed meat as a carcinogen, meaning it causes cancer. And they may be right, citing a direct link to colon cancer. Sorbates, used in wine, baked goods, cheeses, and sauces to prevent mold and bacteria, associated with a 26% higher risk of breast cancer and 14% increase in all types of cancers. Another study found that high consumption of common food preservatives linked to nearly 50% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. I don't know my diabetes types. I don't know the types. I ain't got no type. But the dangers of AI, Elon Musk's company XAI facing criticism for failing to control the misuse of its AI chatbot, Grok. What a mess. I'll tell you about that. Maybe never. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show already, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature? What's the difference between animal nature and human nature? Amazing question. For those who want to overcome, and I understand, I know, I hear you now. Most people love their hell. They love their misery. They love their anger. They love their jealousy and strife and envy. They love judging. And so they don't want to overcome. They love their fake friends, false friends in their head. So, but for those who want to overcome, the biblical questions are for you. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you just can't sit and watch it, but you can still listen on your phone. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God He made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing! He made it possible. You can still listen to this show on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Chasing down ice or whatever you're doing, going to jail, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Bible Thumper Thursday because we love the Bible Thumpers. We want to make it a little bit more time for the Bible Thumpers. So we have made Thursday Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
Drunk as a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shana. Amazing. That's the Anchor Baby every day, Monday to Friday at 11 a.m. He's on fire. You see that man running in the fire? That's the Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby Show every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We accept Fridays a little later, but the Anchor Baby on fire. Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Brian out of New Orleans. And Brian doesn't, he's okay with the illegal alien breaking into America. And he doesn't care, he says. Ain't nothing wrong with leave them alone. What the? Brian, are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am.
You were born in America?
I was born in America.
So why don't you care that people are breaking into your country illegally?
Hold up, wait. So let me ask you this, though. Why all this coming up in 25? Why this wasn't happening before this? Nobody was talking about it.
Why all what didn't happen?
Nobody was talking about the illegals not being here.
Well, that's because nobody
mentioned nothing about the illegals.
I've been talking about it for 35 years, but...
You have been?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
So why don't you care that they're breaking into your country illegally?
It don't seem to matter to me.
Why?
Because I'm still achieving the American dream.
What?
Because I have my health and I'm still working and I'm making my money.
You have your health and you're still working?
No, I say nothing about no health. I say I'm still have my health.
Your health?
And I'm making my money.
You still have your health?
My health, yeah. I'm healthy.
Oh, your health. Oh, I thought you said you still have your hair.
No. You hear what you want to hear.
So, Brian, if someone broke into your physical home, would you be okay with that too, as long as you got your health?
No, I wouldn't be. But like I said,
why not?
Stuff like
you don't care that they break into your home. Your
it
country,
could be anybody.
But why would you care if they broke into your physical home?
It could be anybody.
No.
It don't have to be.
Brian.
It don't have to be just the illegal immigrants. It could be anybody.
Brian, why would you care they break into
your home?
It could
be your next door neighbor. It could be one of your boys.
Brian.
A few blocks away from you.
Brian.
What? It could be anybody, Jesse.
Why would you care if people broke into your physical home?
It could be anybody.
Would you care if they broke into your physical home?
If they did, they would have to face consequences.
But would you care, though?
Yes, I would care.
So then why would you care if they broke into your physical home?
Why y'all worrying about it now?
Brian, why would you care if they broke into your physical home?
Why are you worrying about it now?
No, answer that question.
Why are you worrying about it now?
No, that's not the question.
Yes, I would care, but
why?
It could be anybody.
Why
like
would you
saying.
Care? Why would you care?
Because.
Why would you worry about
inside
it?
Inside of my house is my possessions.
Brian, why would you worry?
It's my possessions that I
worked
so hard
about,
so hard to get and have somebody take it away? No.
Brian,
no,
why
that,
would you
that's
worry?
Not gonna happen.
Why would you worry about it if it break into your home?
Would you?
No, why would you worry?
Would you worry if they came over there and stole your show?
Brian, I'm glad ISIS thought about my country. They shouldn't be in my country illegally.
What do you mean, my country? You mean our country?
How's our country?
It's our country.
But I'm not an our, I'm a me.
I'm a me too.
Maybe,
but like I say. You're not the only one here.
So, Brian, why don't you care that they are breaking into your country? It's your home.
Why should I?
The same reason you care if they break into
they're
your house.
They're not doing me nothing. They're not doing me nothing. That's why.
You said they're not
doing... Plain and simple.
What? What do you mean?
They're not doing me nothing.
What that mean, they're not doing me
they're
nothing?
They're not harming me.
Oh, really?
They're not harming me at all.
The Somalian people.
I wake up in the morning. I do my daily routine every day.
What is
so why should I worry?
the Somalian people, according to reports, are stealing your tax money. Do you care about that?
What Somalian people? What are you bringing up, Somalian people?
Do you care that they're stealing your money, your tax dollars?
No, the White House doing that.
Do you care that the Somalian people are stealing your cash money? Your tax?
I never heard nothing like that, Jesse.
Come you ever heard about that? You ever heard about?
No, not at all.
So you ever heard that in Somalia? I mean, in Minnesota, that the Somalian people are ripping you off?
Put it on screen. Let me see it.
That's amazing. So, Brian, let me ask you one other quick question. I forgot what the question is. You made me forget. Brian, you want to talk to David? David in L.A. want to talk to you.
All right, go ahead.
All right, hold on. David, you're on with Brian from New Orleans.
Oh, good morning, both gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Brian, you don't think that, you don't see what Jesse's saying about people coming into your home versus the country, because the country's your home, isn't it? Our home, as you were saying, because you're semantically, you know, devilish over there.
So, like I was trying to ask Justin, why now is coming up in 26 and 25?
No one worried about it then.
Nobody was talking about this.
Nobody at all.
Brian, I've been talking about it for 35 years.
And I've been worrying about it for 20
years. I've been knowing you for 35 years. I just came to your show last year.
You're a day late and a dollar short.
Well, then guess what? You're only one person, too.
And what are you talking about? The 2000s are talking about the Tea Party. The Tea Party was just wanting to keep immigrants out illegally. We're not saying
I'm saying, though. It was just Jesse talking about it, like he stated, and the illegals were brought up by the White House, and nobody was talking about this before Trump took office again. That's when everything was coming into light. All this stuff he's talking about is nonsense. You know, he's not trying to unite no country. He's trying to separate. That's what he's trying to do.
No, he's trying to unite it. He's the one that didn't bring up rates and all that kind of nonsense.
I can't tell, brother.
Jesse, I think he's a child of the lie.
No, I can't. Y'all are.
Brian, illegal immigration has been an issue among Republicans and Democrats for the last 40 years or so. And you haven't heard anything about it, right?
Not at all.
Where you been, man? Did you know that Ronald Reagan passed amnesty for illegals?
I never heard of Ronald Reagan doing this.
Where you been?
I never heard of Ronald Reagan doing this because it was never an issue to me.
So just because you ever heard of it, that doesn't mean it didn't happen, right?
If you don't hear about it, it's not on the news. Why should it matter?
Brian, there's only so many pieces of the pie, Brian. There's only so many things, like many pieces of the pie. And I have a family, I have kids, I have property. And it's not right that they come in illegally. We're not saying to come in that they shouldn't be allowed to come in, period. But what we're saying is they need to come in through the right channels. Because we're bloated
right
up.
You tell me. What's the right channels? How you do that?
By going through the right way, by applying for citizenship, by doing the right thing, by converting, by becoming part of this country. Don't come here and start waving another country's flag. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
So if you actually made them go about the right way.
Let me ask y'all this. I got a good question for y'all. Okay. Where were y'all born? Because where you were born is supposed to be your home, right? So I'm pretty much sure that y'all went to another state to go live in, sometimes for a better opportunity or to raise y'all kids. Why y'all couldn't stay in your home? Why y'all had to move to another state like most people do? That's the same thing, too.
That's a
dumb
question.
That's the reason why they came over.
That's a ridiculous question. What,
what do you mean that's a ridiculous question? There's a better opportunity like everybody else.
But they came illegally, man. We didn't go to another state
illegally. Who cares about that? Who cares about that?
Are you black?
Oh, Jason, don't go there with me. Don't go there.
Well, how about, are you black?
Don't go there with me. Please don't go there with me.
Why not?
Don't go there with me.
Okay, let me ask you one other quick question. Let me ask you one quick question. What do you think about the Great White Hope?
I think he's old. He shouldn't be in there. He's old. He's too old for the job.
Wait a minute. Let me see what he has to say.
Swamp in Washington, D.C.
Amazing, Brian. You like that?
Words.
I like it.
Thank you, David.
Words.
Amazing. Brian, thanks for your call. I got to run. Anything else for Brian, David?
All right. Yeah. Look here. Keep playing with your nail down.
What?
Keep playing with your nail down. Put a dress on it. Bye, Justin.
Thank you, Brian. Happy New Year.
All right.
That's amazing, David.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was actually prompted to call in again. And, you know, I love your show. You know, ever since that, I've been listening to you. It's just been my life's been going way better and better and better, doing the silent prayer and got married, had a white baby. You know, everything
white.
Turning up. So, you know, right, I love your books, just everything that the Fallen State, you know, the Fallen State's kind of more funny. I love the radio show when you're actually talking about the real events of the world and then you relate it back to, you know, your wisdom, what you've gained. And I love when people try to tell you how things were for you, like almost treating like you're a dumb black, you know, even though you're trying to release everyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird to see people trying to tell you how to feel.
I know. Like, it's amazing.
He's 75, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, he's a grown man. What are you doing? This country's filled with people that have opinions and people that want to change opinions.
Yep. Amazing.
And I'm not trying to have my opinion change. I just want to go to work. I work two jobs to keep my wife home. Because when we had our baby, we wanted to keep our wife,
right
wife
on. Home, right? Nice.
And hard work is just where it's at. You can't substitute hard work.
Amazing. Well, stay with it, and only get better, David. Stay with it. And Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to the first time caller out of Kentucky. Tawani, I believe. Tarney.
Oh, man. Hello?
Hey, is it Tarney?
Please speak with James Evans.
Hi there. Sorry, I messed my phone up. Hi, Jeff.
Oh.
Calling today because I've been listening to you for a while. My husband introduced me to you, and I want to ask about forgiving your mother in cases of severe childhood neglect. I became a ward of the state of Maine when I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I forgive her in my heart, but I'm in Kentucky now, and she travels back and forth between Maine and Florida, and is it up to me to reach out and do this? It's been 25 years since I've spoken to this woman. I've already grieved her death. I already raised myself without a mother. What do I need to do here? Because I hear my husband, and I understand what my husband is pushing for it, but he had a very loving relationship with
my mother. I'm sorry. Am I on a three-way call?
I don't know.
Who are you?
So I'm trying to get in touch with James Evans. My name's Gabriel. I'm calling regarding a personal business.
Hey, Gabriel, you're on the radio.
What's going on here? I don't know what's going on.
Gabriel, you're on the radio. Do you want to be on a radio call? You're on a radio, live radio show right now.
How did you
get on the show?
It looks like it was through Tawny's line. Because as he hung up or whatever when you asked him that, now she's gone.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened there. What? That might be her.
I think she hung up so she can hang up with him.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And now she's calling back, it appears. Let me just wait and see. I want to know.
Could have been a new fan. It could have been a new world for him.
Whoa, Boomer.
That's her, Tawny.
Okay, is it Tawny?
You know what? She never did respond when you asked her that, if it was Tawny.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, let me try it again. Is it Tawny?
Yes.
Okay. So, Tawny, okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I got a spam call all the time. Where's Simon, huh? I've been listening to you for a while. My husband introduced me to your teachings and stuff, and I was reaching out about forgiving my mother. I feel like I've done it within my heart. I became a ward of the state of Maine when I was 10 years old because of severe childhood neglect and trauma. She couldn't do it, and I had to raise myself. I've already grieved the death of my mother, and she already died because she's gone 25 years ago. She fled the state, actually. And I'm an adult now. I have my own home. I'm here in Kentucky. I love it. But my husband keeps pushing me to reach out to her. And is it up to me at this point? She goes, I don't even know where she lives. She goes back and forth between Maine and Florida. And I don't know what to do. I'm looking for some guidance because I understand everybody's perspective. I understand why she did what she did. She was abused, too.
Right.
She's probably molested growing up. You know, she didn't know how to be a mother. But is it up to me to reach out to her at this point?
Are you able to reach her if you try to talk to her? Are you able to get her to talk to her?
On the phone, I'd have to go through a bunch of other people. I don't even think she has Facebook. I don't know her phone number. The person who I'd have to go through is my 84-year-old dying grandmother, you know. Banana peel from her deathbed.
Let me just tell you this. You, if it's possible to reach her and let her know that I don't hold anything against you anymore. I'm wrong for resenting you for what you did. And so I forgive you. I'm sorry for resenting you. And I realize now that you couldn't help yourself.
I do feel that way now.
So then you should. I would highly recommend.
Pity her.
I would highly recommend that you contact her if you can, and have that conversation, so that God can forgive you and you can move on with your life.
Should I do it on the phone? Like, should I go through my grandparents? Because she goes up to visit for Christmas. Should I try to wait? You know, I don't even know if Nana's going to make it till next Christmas. Or should I go through Facebook? Like, I might be able to find her on Facebook. Is a Facebook message good enough?
If I don't know. You can try to call her if you can, or you can FaceTime with her. But if it's possible. Now, if not possible, let's say she doesn't want to talk to you or whatever, then that's different. You can't don't force yourself on her. But just realize, it sounds like you're doing that already, that she could not help herself, and you'll be fine. Have you dropped your anger yet?
I have. I'm not angry anymore. It's turned into pity. She's like 60 years old, and she's still living this way. And she's doing it to my sister's daughter. The cycle has continued, and I managed to jump ship.
And so
I don't know what to do. I have a little survivor's guilt sometimes.
I'm sorry?
I have survivor's guilt for my sister, but they're still doing the same damn thing, Jesse. My sister had a child, and now my mother's doing the same thing to the grandchild that she was doing to me.
What do you mean by you have survivor guilt for your sister? What does that mean?
My sister stayed with my mother, and she ended up getting hooked on drugs and pimping herself out and having several children from
But why do you feel guilty about that?
I don't know. I was older. I feel like I should have protected my sister.
How are you going to protect your sister? You can't even protect yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a
question. They wouldn't listen to me.
That was a question.
They wouldn't listen to me until I went to school with
20.
Ruby on. No one would listen.
20. How are you going to protect your sister when you couldn't protect yourself?
I couldn't.
So why do you feel guilty?
I don't know.
It's because you
haven't
let
her. She's made her choices. She's continued to make her choices. She's continued to stay on that.
Why are you feeling guilty?
I don't know. I don't.
And so you need to forgive your mother. You have not forgiven your mother. You don't have a right to feel guilty about someone else's life.
Yeah.
Are you God?
Nope.
God doesn't feel guilty. Why do you feel guilty?
I shouldn't. Why so by that same argument,
why do you feel guilty? Why do you feel guilty?
I don't know.
So then why are you feeling guilty then? How do you know you feel guilty?
For my sister or for my mother? I don't feel
for
guilty.
For anyone.
I don't know.
And
I did for a long time. Now I'm more indifferent about it because I haven't seen any of these people in 25, 30 years now.
But so. You're saying you have survivor guilt and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't make sense. You need to forgive. You have not forgiven your mother. You need to face your mother for your sake and forgive her. She could not help herself so that God can forgive you and then let your ego die, because that's ego saying that, oh, I feel I have survivor guilt for my sister. That's all ego. You're playing God.
Okay.
So you need to try to reach her if you can. And hey, mother, I've been resenting you for what you did to me, and I know now I'm wrong for resenting you. Then God will forgive you.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Are you doing the silent
prayer?
And
I've been applying it a lot harder this last week.
What do you mean by that?
Making it a point of my day to sit down and specifically stop doing things and more making more of an effort to schedule it in.
Right.
Making it a higher priority.
And who are you?
I'm nobody, Jesse.
And what do you mean by that?
I ain't nothing. I'm just, you look at the bigger picture, none of us are anything.
But that's not true.
You know?
That's not true. You need to really, I recommend you really start working on yourself. That's why your husband is trying to encourage you. You got to drop the anger. You got to face your mother and forgive her if you can. And let's say that she doesn't want to talk to you, then just forgive her, realize she can't help it. Do the silent prayer so you can come out of your thoughts, out of your head.
Mm.
You're living in your imagination. Do you obey your husband?
For the most part.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Do you obey your husband?
Yes. Technically, he's my fiancé, but we're living in sin. We're not married, and we're living in the same house, so.
So do you?
But I'm on disability, so I can't get married.
You can't. What does that mean, you can't get married, you're on disability? What does that have to do with getting married?
You can't get married. If you're married, I'm his problem. And then if you can't support me, like I got medical stuff. I mostly keep it for the health insurance.
Oh,
I got a lot of neurological stuff, so I have to keep my health insurance for that. Those reasons.
Do you have children?
Have no.
No kids?
Nope.
And do you obey your fiance?
Yes.
You said for the most part. What do you mean by the most part?
I'll follow him when he says stuff, but then when it ends up I was right, I don't say anything. But he knows when I was right, and he didn't listen to me, and you know we'll end up with whatever the consequences are.
So I'm running out of time, but here's what I recommend: you do the silent prayer, relax, and just watch those thoughts. If you can reach your mother, forgive her for what she's done, and just stay out of your head. Keep your mind where your body is, and you'll be fine. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on Pules.net. And I'll be right back. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. What a mess. Hell on earth. The hate report is coming up at the top of the hour. The hatereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. He's on fire. Energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And what else? Don't forget to like these videos, comment, and all that kind of stuff. Amazing, huh? I think that's it for now. It is Bible Thumping Thursday. I want to show you this video. I really want to know what y'all think about this. Really, I want to hear from you if possible. This is, according to X, this is from X. This is boy by the name of Mason Locklear, an upcoming child preacher, insists that he doesn't need a license to preach while warning the congregation about who they should let into the pulpit. Watch this from X.
This don't add up to me. I just want to point this out. This don't add up to me. You say that you're a Christian, right? Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good. You say you're a Christian, but you're gay. But you're gay. You married a woman. You married a man, but you say you're a Christian. Wait a minute. Now, that don't add up. I mean, go read Leviticus 18 and 22 and see what it says. Go read Romans 1, 26 through 27 and see what it says. Be careful who you let in the chamber of your marriage. I've had people to look at me and say, Mason, don't you know you got to have license to preach? Huh? License to preach. Don't need no license to preach. There ain't no other man can tell me how to preach. And I'm sorry. The Lord called me to preach and nobody else called me but the Lord. My mama didn't do it. My mama didn't sign me up for it. My daddy didn't sign me up for it. And let me tell you something, the most best thing that ever happened in my life is when I let Jesus in the chamber of my life. I weren't worried about my friends. I weren't worried about the home. Let me tell you something, that's the best thing that you could ever do. You say, let me tell you something, I tried everything in 2025, but you didn't try Jesus.
I think that's an AI thing. And that's not real, right? That can't be real.
He even has a little gold watch. Like, I don't know. He even has a little gold watch.
I think that's an AI. Is that AI, Derek?
I bet you if we saw his daddy, we wouldn't think it was AI.
I think it was AI. He sounds like like those women preachers. But I think that's an AI. Do y'all think that's an AI or you think it's real?
No, this is a real kid. I'm looking at pictures of.
Is it? I can't even come here because I don't think it's real. It's just so much like, even if I noticed that the movement of the body was like AI movement. So it's hard to know what's real and what's not. But do y'all think that's an AI? Let me know. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Bryce, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Bryce, you are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Bryce. Amazing.
Wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier about the difference between animal nature and
the biblical human question. Nature. The biblical question, what's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
Yes, and I was reminded by Deuteronomy 10 when God tells his people to either choose life or death, to either choose what, before Noah, everybody does what is right in their own eyes, or do what is right in the kingdom of heaven, this, you know, establishing righteousness. And when everybody does what is right in their own eyes, what is it? What prophet says that the people cry out to the mountains for the rocks to fall on them because mankind hates the eyes of God to see their heart and the wickedness of our hearts because we're shameful. We want to cover up just like Adam and Eve did and Garden because we're made to be naked and pure before him. But
can you speak up a little bit louder for me?
That guy from Louisiana called, we don't like telling other people what to do because we don't want to judge. But yet the Bible says the Christians are to judge the whole world, including the fallen angels. But people hate judgment. We don't want to be called out for right and wrong.
So I'm black and slow, so I'm missing it. What is the difference between human nature and animal nature? Animal nature,
yes,
and human nature, what's the difference?
Yes.
What is the difference?
Yes, sir. Because when I have my own dogs and they act on what their belly tells them, they're hungry and they fight amongst themselves to eat, even though I discipline them and teach them not to. Their hunger is what drives them. And a human nature, if you're living for God, it is supposed upon God's principles.
It's supposed to, you went out for a minute, it's supposed to rely on God's principle, you say?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And so the difference between animal nature and human nature, animals, they fight. And human,
correct.
Is human nature is supposed to rely on God, right?
Yes, sir.
But do they
survival of the fittest versus submission?
Do they rely on God?
We're supposed to.
And do they?
Not always. I know I struggle to. That's why I try to read my Bible every day.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And you don't rely on God?
I do. I learn more every day.
You learn more what every day?
To rely on God every day.
And how do you do that?
By reading his word and applying it to my life.
And that what God said?
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure that God said read his word?
Well, I mean, be obedient, I think, is a key theme in my own life, is to be obedient to him. What's the difference between a Christian and a demon? They both know God, but one obeys.
Christians don't obey God. You have never met a Christian that obeys God.
Well, there is no righteous man that has sinned, correct?
Now, have you ever met a Christian that obeys God?
Not fully. That's why Jesus came.
Do you obey God?
I try to.
And do you do it?
I fail every day.
And have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, actually, because of you.
And what did you say to her?
I did not speak to her for about 10 years due to some allegations from my stepdad. And I've forgiven her, and we are in communion with each other for about a year now, thanks to your show.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
I say, Mom, it doesn't matter whether the things are true or not. If I want God to forgive me, I must forgive all and let go of my anger and bitterness, because I've been very angry about lots of things. And thanks to your show, help dealing with anger. And I've grown quite a bit in the past year.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
I just heard about it today. So,
go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and start doing a silent prayer and just watch those thoughts and don't call them you. You'll be fine.
Thank you, sir.
Let me know how it goes. And thank you for responding to the biblical question. Do you spell, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Do you spell your name with ice? B-R-I-C-E or B-R-Y-C-E?
With an I.
Oh, okay. Yep. Amazing. Thanks, man. Stay with us. Do the silent prayer, because the other prayer is never going to work.
That's correct. Well, I try to pray the Lord's Prayer every morning. Not my will, but your will.
When you do the Lord's Prayer, you are doing the silent prayer. When you do the silent prayer, you are doing the Lord's Prayer. So do the silent prayer. And just relax and let go, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Joshua out of Oklahoma. Joshua, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing today, sir?
All is well, sir.
Amazing. So I wanted to answer the biblical question. I got a biblical question after that for you.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
I'd say nothing.
Are you in the wind?
Yeah, I got out of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd say nothing, because of ourselves, we can do nothing. So we're just animals until we return to the Father. That's my answer.
So you're saying there's no difference between animal nature and human nature?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Yes, sir. And then I wanted to talk to you about James 2.
About Hake?
James 2.
Oh,
yeah, we can talk about Hake.
I thought you said James 2, but go ahead. Okay, go James chapter 2. I got you. My bad. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So basically, you know, faith without works is dead. I'm sure you're familiar with the passages from 2 up to like, 14,
right.
18, something like that.
Yeah.
So with how Protestants are, basically, and this is what my rudimentary understanding is that, you know, faith alone saves you or whatever. My question for you is, do you believe that faith without works is dead?
I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. Are you a Catholic?
Not necessarily, no.
You're not a Catholic?
Not necessarily. I'm not a confirmed person of the church or anything like that. I have gone to like Orthodox and Catholic Mass, and I kind of see where they're coming from, but I don't know. I just as I study more and more, I kind of just lean on the sola scriptura, so just the Bible, you know. And even then, I just, like you say, you know, I pick it up, I read it, and I put it down.
But when you say not necessarily, so are you a Catholic or you're not a Catholic?
No.
Okay. What does faith without word mean?
Faith without words? Oh, just I believe in Jesus, and so I'm gonna go to heaven.
Oh, but you can't believe in Jesus.
Okay. Well, I guess I got a kind of qualifier there. I guess you can kind of believe in Jesus if you understand that he was a real person and you believe and you have faith in the fact that he did miracles, right?
What?
That he died, rose again after 3 days, did miracles, that whole thing?
I don't know how to respond to that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
How does that make sense to you, Jesse?
Why you said that? I know the last thing you said that he died on the cross, right? But he did die on the cross, that's for sure. But what did you
say
before that?
Right, and then you believe. So you believe he rose again after 3 days?
According to, yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then you believe he healed the leper?
According to the scripture. But what does that have to do with anything?
That's faith. That's belief, right?
No, I don't believe it like that.
I never met or heard of anybody else healing a leper.
but that kind of belief does nothing for you.
Is that not believing, though?
I mean, I'm sure that people believe that in their mind, but that's not good for them at all.
Okay. But I mean, that's belief, right?
Hake believed that he can sing, right?
I know that's a lie.
But he believed he can, but he can't sing, but he believed he can, right?
Right, right. So we would just be believing in Hake if he...
But so, so by believing...
We'd be believing in Hake, though, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe in hate?
No. Amazing. I got to run because I'm tired, but interesting question, man. Thank you.
Oh, okay. You don't want to play?
No, I'm trying to play right now. Call me again.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, bro.
Have a good one.
Are you Hispanic or black?
No, I'm white.
You white? Amazing.
Are you white?
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Bye. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
And Pastor Chatelet donated 111 and another 111 gold pills on pill.net. Hey, JLP and team, did you see RFK's South Park episode? He posted it on X, LOL. Lots of laughs out loud.
No, did I see that?
No, but I did send it along to you guys.
This morning?
Via text, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not yet,
but I'll watch it. Thank you.
And then he also says, the lesbian who earned the Darwin Award had her wife outside recording video, seems staged and set up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What kind of award?
Darwin Award. Darwin Award is when you do survival. Darwin said survival of the fittest. But if you're not very wise or smart, you get killed. And somebody gets killed doing something stupid, they give them the Darwin Award. And she was doing something foolish, according to many. And she got killed. She got herself killed.
The lady that received the award?
Yeah, well, he's referring to the woman who drove into the ICE agent.
Oh.
And got shot, allegedly.
She did something stupid.
That was stupid of her to do.
It was. It was stupid for her to be out there and put her way in there, so she brought that on herself.
And so he referred to that as earning the Darwin Award, meaning dying, doing something dumb.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for explaining that, Hank.
And her so-called wife was outside recording, so it seemed like a setup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
According to him. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that at all. Thank you.
Fazul, Obama orcs created through Board of Education all grown up. Wow. Indeed. Good point, Fazul.
What happened?
Obama orcs, meaning his minions, are all created through the Board of Education. All grown up.
Amazing. Yeah. That's right. That's what a mess, huh? Amazing. Thank you.
Z Corp Alpha, support Trump. You're a hypocrite.
The Great White Hope. Let me see what he has to say.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Nice. He is really smart.
Yeah, very smart. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, quote unquote, hypocrite, is a woman term. Men don't use it. It denotes a person contradicting their past state of being, which is mama doesn't want you to change or mature.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Andy Pete, welcome.
Now.
Welcome JLP show member, Andy Pete.
Thank you, Andy Pete. Thank you.
Chris from chat, been a member for 6 months, answering the biblical question.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
No difference until man returns to the Father.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa. When will the Asians stop eating dogs? Stop it, please. I think it's all right.
They eat dogs?
Yeah.
Asian?
Some do.
You had a lot of Asian friends. You had a dog sandwich.
Not that I'm aware. Eat this. I don't ask questions. Kim bought three
thank
coffees.
You.
Jesse, Happy New Year. Just wanted to say thank you and rate my last year a 10. Wow, that's 3 tens at least that I've heard this today.
Right on, Kim.
It was a 10 because several friends left. I had my friend Anger leave, which caused my friend's stress to leave, which caused my friend Fake Happy to leave, which caused my friend Sex to leave this year. Referring to like the friends in her head, I guess.
Right, yeah, the friends in the head.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are your false friends.
And this year, starting out the new year, caused my friend Drunk to leave, smiling. I still have a long ways to go, but thank you for your daily teachings. You are a man sent from God. God bless. And you and the crew, love you guys.
Kim, right?
Kim.
I love you what?
Love you guys, exclamation mark.
Right on. Thank you, Kim, and stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Amazing.
Eric with 5 coffees, musical note emojis, 3 of them. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks. I'm singing. I believe I'm singing. And their bombs, and their bombs, and their guns. In your head, they are crying. In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie. Musical note emojis with 5 coffees from Eric.
Amazing. Amazing seeing you.
Thank you. I wish I knew the actual melody.
Thank you. Amazing.
Even if I knew it, I'd probably be slightly off key. Patient Riot, if you can, YT, YouTube, you can donate to Bond. Waving hand, thank you, JLP.
Right on, and thank you for supporting and encouraging others to support it. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble with the Rumble rant. Imagine that you vote with this R word for slow person, meaning Brian in New Orleans, who equates moving to from a different state to moving to a different country and breaking in illegally. Thank you, Commander Kim.
Thank you. Very smart.
Speak of French on Rumble. Not all. I'm noticing black people have been dumbed down so much that a brain scan would show a smooth brain instead of the usual wrinkled one, which means you're wise. No wonder they are controlled so easily. What?
Amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. Kappa, get so-and-so on this state, on the show. This is a business matter. Oh, get James Evans on. That's the guy who was on the three-way call with that gal. I thought it was a guest tip. That's funny. Mike Young bought
Thank
a coffee.
You.
Thank you, Mio. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, just wanted to say I respect my elders, but Brian from New Orleans proves my point that black Democrats are the dumbest people in politics. Plain and simple, they don't care about illegal immigration because they're too busy hating white people or the white man. And of this country, I rest my case.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marcus Army, 3 coffees. Time to endure and return to the truth.
Endure, folks, this whole year, and you will have a 10 life. It will be a 10 for you. But you got to endure. You got to do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Alex from Texas, why do the Christians become so judgmental? Like that little preacher boy, when someone chooses to be gay, did Jesus judge people?
That's because the Christians don't know God. They heard about him, so they preach about him. They talk about him, but they don't know him. And that's amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, answer the biblical question.
What's the difference between animal nature and human nature?
You lay down with dogs and you get up with fleas.
What? No. Thank you.
I'm not exactly sure the distinction, but nice. And thank you, guys. Let me just double check on Cash App. Thank you, Cash App crew, as well as the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, Chirp Alerter 5000, on the and all the rest of y'all. And shout out to Jules Verne, Pastor Chatelet, Slave to Him, and Commander Kim, and all of you guys over on the Rumble crew, and of course the YouTube, all three channel monthly supporters. Thank y'all.
Right on. Thank you.
And thanks, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Amazing. I am so out of time. Amazing. Stay with it for those who are working on themselves. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. And watch all of your false friends, your sadness, your loneliness, your judgment, your resentment, your revengeful nature, all that stuff. Those are false friends. Watch them. Don't go with them, but watch them and they'll leave. All right? And stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. All right. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. Tony out of Los Angeles. Josh, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Josh, what? Jose out of California. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. I am so out of time. But if the Lord is willing and the creek don't ride, I'll be back tomorrow. The Hate Report is coming now. And then after the Hate Report at 11 a.m., the American Anchor, baby. Amazing. Take care. Have an amazing day.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com rebuildingtheman.com/stores and get Pudgy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP. Jesse Lee.